We're doing Tehillim. We're up to the 54th chapter. Lamnatzach bin ginot maskil le David. David HaMelech has the following song that maskil le David. Hashem gave him the great insight to say, Bevazifim vayomeru le Shaul halo David mistater imanu. The people of the city of Ziph, they had won King David's confidence, and then behind his back they went and told King Saul, David's hiding by us. So here you had people who, on the outside, they were nice, they were friendly, they seemed to be on his side, and on the inside they were really looking to bring him down. Elohim b'shimcha hoshiyeni uvigvuratecha tedineni. Says to Hashem, I asked you by your name. Elohim b'shimcha hoshiyeni. For the sake of your name, your reputation. You're known as one who rescues those that put their faith in you. Hashem, I call out in your name, Hoshieni, save me. Uvigvuratecha, and with your great might that I have faith in, Tidineni, take revenge on my behalf. The word din can sometimes mean to take revenge. So David HaMelech says, I know I'm outnumbered. I know that I really don't stand a chance, which is really what happened here. David was basically surrounded. It was over, and Hashem made a miracle and saved him. But technically, logistically, it was over. Elohim, Shema tefilati, hazina le'imreifi. Hashem, listen to my prayer. Accept my prayer. The word Shema over here means to accept. It doesn't just mean to physically hear. It means to listen, to accept my prayer. Ha'azina li'imreifi. Listen to what my mouth says. Accept my prayer. Listen to what I say. Ki zarim kamu alai. Ve'aritzim bikshu nafshi lo samu Elohim lenegdam sela ki zarim, because strangers. One understanding, the simple understanding, is people who are strangers to King Saul. They're not really his family members. They had no reason to have this exceptional loyalty to King Saul. Why were they going out of their way to harm me? That's because of their wickedness. The aritzim, bikshu nafshi, and these people who are a bunch of gangsters. Aritz is a person who does things by force. The aritzim, bikshu nafshi, they seek out my life. They're trying to kill me. Lo samu elokim leneged. Linegdam sela. They don't have God opposite them. God is irrelevant to them. And that's the formula for when a person can do the greatest sins, when he has no conscience, when he's not worried about what Hashem's going to do to him. Hinei Elohim ozer li Adonai b'somechei nafshi. But says David HaMelech, Hashem is the one that's supporting me. He's helping me. And that's why they will not be successful in hurting me. Hashem is somechei nafshi. Hashem is the one that gives support to my soul. And it's because of his assistance that I've succeeded thus far and will continue succeeding against all odds. Yashiv hara. Lishorirai ba'amitecha hatzmitim. Yashiv hara lishorirai. L'shorerai comes from the word to look. L'shorer means to look. Ashurenu v'lo karov. Bilam says, I see him, but he's not close. So, l'shorerai are those that look at me to harm me. Hashem will pay them back, because that was the great harm that the Zifim did. They kept spying, and they covered, they mapped out all of David's hiding places. So David says, Yashiv Ara, Hashem will return the evil in the Shorirai to those who looked after me, who spied after me, to be able to kill me. Ba'amitecha hatzmitein, because you are truthful, Hashem, you will destroy them. Because you know that they were just trying to hurt me and it was unjust. And you are truthful. Bindava ezbichalach odeshimcha Adonai kitov. Bindava, David HaMelech says, I will give a voluntary sacrifice. Bindava is bechalach. I will bring my sacrifices in a manner that's beyond the call of duty, as a nidava, as something that's voluntary. Odeshimcha Hashem, I give thanks to your name, Ki Tov, for your name is good. No, because his name is good. Okay. Maybe you could translate that way. Ki mikol tzara hitzilani, because he saved me from all forms of danger. You did doubly good with me. One, you saved me when my enemies thought they'd destroy me. And two, and number two is you let me see how my enemies fell. So that's double good. One, you save me, and two, you allow me to see their downfall. And this is what the extra pious get. Meaning, if you're really, really pious, then Hashem says a person is entitled not only to be saved, but also to see the downfall of his enemies. Lot had the right to be saved, but he wasn't allowed to look back. He wasn't allowed to see the destruction of the rest of the Sodom and Amorah. They were ready to harm him, but no, he wasn't big enough tzaddik. He didn't have enough merits to merit that. So what did David HaMelech say in this chapter? David said, the enemies thought they would take me down. He spoke about the Zifim. They thought they'd be able to take me down. They went to King Saul. They told him where I'm hiding. And Hashem, I turn to you. It's in your name. It's in your might that I expect you will save me and take revenge of them. So the chapter begins with David asking both for his salvation and their punishment. And that's what it will conclude with. That he says, I will give thanks for I merited to both, to be saved and to see them punished, to see their revenge. Hashem, accept my prayer, because these strangers, they had no issue with this quarrel between me and King Saul. They came and they tried to destroy me. They weren't God-fearing. They didn't care about the fact that they'd be judged. And Hashem, you're the one that supports me. You will pay back those that try to harm me, and I will bring voluntary sacrifices. Give thanks to you, Hashem, for you saved me and allowed me to see my enemies downfall.
Well, it says this.